Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. And now, play ball. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rettenmund moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to home to get Rettenmund. Blair moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hendricks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rettenmund, who is chasing the ball. Savage reaches third base with a triple. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first, with Cuellar covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar strikes out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Hendricks moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendricks scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Peña fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Blair steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendricks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNerney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, Brewers, 2. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. Walton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Savage moves to third. Walton moves to second. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNerney is walked intentionally. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blair moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is walked intentionally. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hendricks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockwood bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubiak moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon bunts towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Kubiak covering, for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields the ball and throws to Lockwood covering. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuellar bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Crowley moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Ken Sanders now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Davey Johnson now playing second base. Bobby Grich now playing shortstop. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Savage hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Danny Walton. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McNerney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Snyder moves to third. McNerney moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bernie Smith pinch hits for Dave May. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Bernie Smith now playing center field. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair strikes out. 1 out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanders covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Kubiak reaches second base with a double. Gus Gill pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Eddie Watt now pitching. Tito Francona pinch hits for Gus Gill. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 4 in the game. Harper is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.